Welcome to the Embody Your Light podcast, a podcast that helps you to discover the healing power of your own hands and reclaim your own wellness. Exploring the ancient Japanese healing art called Jinzen Jutsu and the easy practices it teaches to improve your health and well-being. It helps you to remove blocks and stagnated energy so your energy can flow freely through your body and being. I'm Marna and I'm an energy healer using this ancient healing art called Jinzen Jutsu. And for the last 20 years, I have been running a successful practice in the Netherlands, helping people to reconnect with their inner being and innate wisdom. Let's talk about vibration, frequency, and resonance today. Nowadays, we hear people talking about vibration, good vibes, raising their vibration, or about their frequency and that their frequency is or is not resonating with someone or something else. And yeah, it's something I have been experiencing in my own life and I have been talking about for years and years in my practice with clients, with students and with colleagues and teachers. And we see this awareness of having a vibration or frequency that we vibrate on is quickly growing and spreading, and it's finding its way into our language and daily conversations. The words "we are spiritual beings having a human experience" are becoming very common and well known to us. We probably all have seen the sentence scrolling through our Instagram or Facebook, and we are becoming more and more aware of being a human being with a vibration, with a frequency that can be influenced by frequencies, sometimes in a positive way, but also sometimes in a negative way. And sometimes we walk into a room and we feel like good vibes, or sometimes we feel bad vibes from someone. We all feel energy from people, from animals, in spaces, from crystals, from trees, from books. And everything has a vibe or an energetic frequency that interacts with our energy field. Some of those energies feel nice and comfortable, and others do not align as well. Everything has a vibe. And since March 2020, I also started to give remote sessions due to the situation in the world. And one of my clients, who lives really close to my practice, like a 2-minute walk, is still preferring remote sessions, although she always came in person before. And when I asked her about it, she said, "I can feel the vibration of the session and the energy for days in my bedroom after a session. And that's why she really prefers to receive the remote sessions now." So she's really consciously aware of the vibration change in her bedroom after a session, testifying to that idea that we can all perceive these vibes consciously or not consciously. Nikola Tesla already said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." And in my last podcast about immunity, I already shared my experience that having a high vibration or a high frequency is strengthening your self-healing ability and therefore also strengthens your immune system. And last week I was talking to a friend about this and that I was always very dedicated to keep my vibration as high as possible because of the awareness of how my frequency impacts the world around me. My children, my family, my clients, but also the world. As is said, the flip of the wing of a butterfly on one side of the world can create a storm on the other side of the world. Edward Lawrence used this anecdotal example to explain that small, imperceptible, and impossible to measure changes to the system can have a big effect on the weather, in the case of Edward Lawrence. So your frequency is as the flip of the wings of that butterfly, influencing your world and the world. So taking care of my vibration is really one of my priorities in my life. not only to strengthen my own self-healing ability and immunity and resiliency, but also that of my children. And again, immunity and resiliency on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And I also could really feel that when my vibration is high enough, my children could feed off of me, so to speak, without me getting exhausted by it. Just being able to share from that energetic overflow in this way has always felt so luxurious to me. Of course, your children are easily resonating with you and synchronizing their energy to your energy. Because they are so close to you and so close to your own vibration, especially when they are very young. And also when your children are maybe not biologically yours, being in your space and in your proximity will also impact their vibration, of course. I always picture as throwing a pebble in the pond, causing ripples far and wide. Your energy body is as a pebble in the pond. Your frequency is not only impacting the world close to you, but also the bigger world, as the flip of the wings of a butterfly. There are many ways to raise your vibration. Some people use meditations, affirmations, visualizations, or they have a gratitude practice or an I am practice, or they journal about all the people or things they are grateful for or that they love. Drinking enough water is also really important for the flow of energy. I also use essential oils sometimes to raise my vibration or the vibration in my home or in my practice or in a space. I know the frequencies of these oils and I use them with the awareness of their frequencies. So maybe you also are already using these kind of things in your own life too. And for me, of course, in my life, Jinshin Jutsu has always been a wonderful way to take care of my vibration without me having to meditate or remind myself of the affirmations or do a visualization, which I also love to do sometimes. But it was also very benevolent for me, especially with little kids and my own busy practice, to have the easy Jinshin Jutsu practices always at hand, because I could simply do them whenever and wherever I wanted. So for example, while watching a movie with my children, I could do something for my own well-being and health by placing my hand on a specific area on the body or specific areas on the body. And at the same time that I was doing that for myself, my vibration went out to the children and supported their energy field and frequency. Or, for example, when we were driving to friends, me as a passenger in the car could do some simple self-help exercises again, at the same time harmonizing the energy or the vibration in the car and therefore for the people in the car. So yes, you are part of your world. Your energy and vibration is impacting your world. And sometimes it can be as simple as only holding a finger, which is really one of the easiest self-care practices we know in Jinshin Jutsu. And don't let the seeming simplicity of holding a finger fool you. Never underestimate the power of holding your fingers one by one. In a coming podcast, I will surely talk about this practice of holding your fingers. What I did to keep my vibration high when I felt it had dropped too much was really going to the five basic self-help flows of Jinshin Jutsu. A flow in Jinshin Jutsu consists of sequences of hand positions on different areas of the body. These areas are called the safety energy locks, which we use to release blocks and stagnated energy in the energy body. So really taking the time to go through the flows one by one, or go to the first step, which we call the anchor step of each of these five flows, when I did not have so much time. When you want to get to know these five basic flows, yourself by simply following an audio and experiencing the benefits from the flow in yourself immediately, you can use my audio bundle with these 5 flows. After a while, you will know the flows by heart and you can use them whenever and wherever you want. I will place a link to this audio for you so that you can check it out. And if you really would love to dive deep in and understand the profound wisdom behind these self-help flows, I would advise you to check out the online course, The Secret of Your Hands, which Jinsen Jutsu students know as the Self-Help 1 course. This course is an amazing starting point to become your own energy healer. Also for this course, you will find the link in the show notes. And today I wanted to share with you the first step of the spleen flow, in Dutch, de Miltstroom, I was talking about last week. This is one of the 5 flows in the audio bundle. This spleen flow has always been my go-to flow to quickly kickstart my energy and raise my vibration. So, yeah, let's go into this easy exercise together. Relax. Be our own testimonial. And place our right hand on the inner side of the ankle. This is quite easy to do when you're sitting and you place the right foot on the left knee. Then you can easily reach this inner side of the right ankle with the right hand. And the left hand goes to the coccyx. If you have difficulties reaching that inner side of the ankle, you can also place the right hand on the right inner side of the knee or on the pubic bone. And if this whole first step, this anchor step, is not comfortable for you, simply hold your thumb. Energizing yourself, harmonizing your energy, and raising your vibration. By doing this, you support the spleen flow, and the spleen flow is a flow that brings energy to your body. It's a really sunny and happy flow, which energizes all the other organ flows or meridians in your body. It's really helping the balance of your red and white blood cells. And just allow that breath to go down the front. Creating space for a new breath the back. Maybe you start to feel how energy starts to move through your body. Maybe you start to feel that there is a connection between your hands. Just become aware of what's happening in your hands and what's happening in your body. Maybe relax your hands a little bit more. Relax your body a little bit more. And drop into your heart space. Allowing the energy to move through you. When you're ready, you can let go of the hold. Of course, you can simply stay with it and feel what's happening in your hands and in your body. Or maybe you need to go and then just let go of the hold. If you like, you can change sides for a couple of minutes. Just allow yourself to be with that. I'm going to end this exercise, but you can come back to it whenever you want. It's easy, it's simple. It's the anchor step of the spleen flow, bringing energy and relaxation, which I always find such a beautiful pair, energizing and relaxing at the same time. So for now, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for sharing your time and space with me. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend or maybe someone who you think could need this. Leave a review, rate the podcast. As always, it helps tremendously to feel your support. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts about this podcast or about this episode. And you can DM me on Instagram or connect to me on Facebook or simply send me an email through my website. Thank you for today. And I will talk to you next week.